you know. And sometimes this old life seems so hard.
Sometimes life seems so hard.
And sometimes we feel we don't have anyone to turn to. Well, I want you to lift your heads up today and know this one thing, that Jesus is here. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find a rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Right now, if you're having any kind of problems in your life, I don't have to name them, and you don't have to say them, because Jesus knows all about it. And he wants you to cast your cares upon him today, for he cares for you. Right now, standing knocking at your door, and if you hear him, why don't you let him come in? You see, we've tried just about everything that this old world has to offer us today, and all we've ever gotten in return was destruction, a one-way ticket to hell. But Jesus is offering paradise and everlasting life. Eyes have not seen, not ears have heard, what the Lord has in store for those who love him. Don't you want what God has in store for you? I know I do. But in order to see the kingdom of God, you must be born again. For if a man be born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. But Jesus is the door. If any man enter in through Jesus, he shall be saved. And Jesus wants to save you today. He's not willing that any shall perish, but that all should come into repentance. And all means everybody. So it doesn't matter who you are or what you've done in your life. Jesus wants to set you free today. So why don't you just let him into your heart? Why don't you let Jesus come in? Jesus say, I stand knocking at the door. If you hear Jesus, why don't you let him come in? Now, if you're trusting God for anything in your life today, I want you to just trust him with all your heart. Now, I know you get weary sometimes because you've seen some pretty cloudy days. But cheer up, because the sun is going to shine your way. So if you're trusting God for anything in your life, trust him with all your heart. And lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. You see, you've already put the situation into God's hands. He has control of it. Leave it there and just have faith. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Commit thyself unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. So whatever you trust in God for in your life today, trust Him without a shadow of a doubt. Trust Jesus in your life today. Trust God. Trust Jesus and God in your life.
Jesus, come into your life. And
now if you cast all doubts aside and you really trusted God, we're just gonna start giving Him all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for whatever you trusted Him for. Because when praises go up, blessings come down. So whatever you trust in God for, let's just start giving Him all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations work in patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Hope thou in God, and praise Him, for He is the help of our countenance.